What's up, everybody? We're the Flippin' Flippers. I'm your host, Paul.
And I'm Co, and this is your occasional coast-to-coast guitar podcast, where we talk
Don't
about...
Don't say it like that. Don't say it like that.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
It's accurate, but just like, you know, when somebody has like a big mole on their face, you don't go like, ooh, that's a big mole on your face. You know what I mean? Like, I understand the elephant in the room. Like, I get it. But like, this is like, we're trying. All right.
Listen, own it, man. You know, you just got to own it.
I did work a 14-hour day today, and then I worked 2 hours on my bus.
Nice.
So like, I can't even like move my arms. And here I am doing a podcast. You know how there's like,
you know how much you have to move your arms while recording a podcast?
It's a lot. It's ridiculous.
All these buttons and knobs you got to deal with all the time.
It's the setup. Once you're set up, it's okay. But like, I had to pick up my laptop. I thought it weighed 600 pounds. I'm not going to lie. I thought on the top it said like 2-man lift. I got a friend. I got a team. Yeah, team lift only.
Yeah.
I mean, what I'm saying is, I know like there's like host with the most. That's not me. I'm the host with like barely enough.
We'll take over. Listen,
if you're listening to this show and you're still listening to this show, I'm sorry. Second of all, thank you. And also third of all, you know what you're getting, so it's fine. So, how you been, man? You good?
At this point in the
not a good start.
At this point in the evening, I'm starting to feel all right. I think last time we recorded, I had just come off of like a month and a half ish of night shifts straight, and then with like split shifts mixed in every now and then. And then the last few weeks have just been all like 3 days, nights, 2 days, days, split shift thrown in the middle, all kinds of weird stuff. But I think I'm going to be on day shift for a while, which is good. Have I described to you the nightmare that has been my plumbing over the last month and a half?
No, what's wrong with your plumbing?
Oh, my goodness. It started with our kitchen sink was draining slow. All right, we kind of like, we'll deal with this later. We'll deal with the slow drain later. But then our toilets would gurgle when we would drain, like, the bathtub for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, okay, this is probably not good. We should get somebody involved. Had a plumber friend come out, and he says,
You should get somebody involved.
He's like, there is no problem with your plumbing. He's like, but you have a septic tank, and you probably just need to get it pumped. Okay, which isn't too expensive. It's part of living on a septic. You got to do it sometimes. But the septic pumper guy comes out and goes, you're not really due for a pump, but I'll pump it anyway, but your leach fields aren't draining right. He's like, probably just some roots from this tree right here. These guys will come out and, you know, shouldn't take too much. They'll fix you up. Well, you know, a whole Joe Biden stimulus payment later, replaced pretty much our whole septic system.
So that's you and the kid. The kids chipped in. That's nice.
Yeah, the kids and the wife, everybody's stimulus chipped in for that plus some. And then but it didn't fix the kitchen sink being slow. So I had my plumber buddy come back out, and he worked for an hour and a half trying to snake that thing, and decided, you know, to tell me that he thinks the old cast iron drain pipe underneath our slab foundation has collapsed.
Yep. That's you know what we have here that you guys don't have?
Raised foundations where you can actually get to crap under your house.
Basements. Yeah, that's what we have. So that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
So that's fun, dude. It's fun.
It's been a blast. It's been super awesome.
Yeah, I'm pumped for you, and I'm pumped for your pump that you just pumped. It's awesome.
I'm trying to this week, after work or between shifts on my split shift day, I brought a work truck home, and I used a concrete saw and cut a big, you know, trench out of my patio, and then used the jackhammer and busted out that trench in my patio. So now I'm going to have a nice trench through my patio. But my sink's going to work by this time next week, hopefully.
Yikes. Yikes.
Yeah.
Just yikes.
The ground is a lot harder than I thought in my yard, by the way.
Yeah. It sounds it.
But that's how I'm doing.
And that sounds great, man. I'm stoked for you.
It was my anniversary this week.
Happy anniversary, which I did not wish you a happy anniversary. I looked at my phone and I went, oh, happy anniversary. And then I did not send it. So I'm a bad friend.
That's okay.
So just so you know, it's like I get where I'm at in life.
I get where you're at, too. the missus got me a pedal.
Ooh, what kind of pedal?
The Pigtronix Moonpool.
One is that?
That's the one of the new mini ones. That's the tremolo and phaser. It can be either or both.
Ooh, both. Yeah. That's fun.
It's cool.
Tremolo or phaser. I like it. I like that. I bet you it sounds awesome.
It is. It's super cool. It's I'm having a lot of fun with it. I will probably talk more in depth on it after I have more time to learn it.
Once I can learn it.
Learn that pedal.
Yeah, once I learned it.
And she got me a nice bottle of scotch, too. So
nice. There you go, man. Well, it's good that you're doing it right over there. Yeah. Well, she's doing it right.
Yeah, she's doing it right.
Yeah.
I just chill, bro.
I just chilling. So we both have, in like you had said, and I literally like had just saw it. But you were like, oh, have you listened to the new Offspring album? And I was like, I'm putting it on right now. And so you had thoughts, and I want to hear them.
Okay, so I don't know if I've told you before, probably, but like my first experience with punk rock music like that I can like actually remember besides like, you know, the Clash that plays on the radio every now and then on the classic rock stations.
Was
the Offspring.
Right, sure, which is a lot of people, yeah.
So I'll always kind of have like a little soft spot for them. Yep. I think the new album is pretty good. It's very Offspring.
You know what it is? It should have came out in 2004, right after like Americana. It should have been like the follow-up album because it has like, it sounds like just that sweet spot that Offspring sits in that has that like, okay, they're going to do something a little funky with guitars, but it's still punk rock. And then also they're going to have their joke songs and then they're going to have their raw like punk songs, you know?
Yeah.
It really does fit. It sits right in their like wheelhouse.
That's all they do. The best do. Thing they, that, their wheelhouse yeah. is like, they are, let's think about it, like, they are just a super strong band.
But they've had albums where you're like, okay, there's one good song, you know, like, and they've tried stuff where they've been like just like alt rock or, you know, like weird, you know, like weird, like they've done some stuff where it's like, the last couple albums I've listened to were not like great.
Even on this album, there's a couple moments where they get a little Rise Against for me.
Yes, but still like I get it. Yeah. Like I get it.
You know, I think that they kind of live in that same world of, I don't know. I like want to call it bro rock, but that's not right. Like, because Rise Against is
not rock
sometimes too, but yeah. It's not rock. It's not.
No, I said Brock.
Bro punk.
It's Brock.
Brunk.
No,
it's Brunk.
Brunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
But no, I dig it, and I started listening to it, and I thought, hey, you know what? I wonder if Paul likes the Offspring.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Offspring. So same for me. Was probably like the Smash album. That was like probably the first like punk stuff. Unless you want to count like, you know, like early Nirvana was considered like offshoot of punk. You know, like if you look at the docs and stuff, they kind of like say like, oh, it was them like go like leaving punk, but it was kind of punkish. If you count that, then maybe, you know, maybe that. But for the most part, you know, it would have been the Offspring would have been the first like real punk band I had heard instead of like some like random 80s stuff I would have heard, you know, somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then my buddy Jörg Strecke, who was a foreign exchange student from Germany.
That is a name.
Dude, killer name. We're still friends on Facebook, so yeah. He
shout out
was
to Jörg, if he listens.
Jörg. He does not. And he was into punk, and he liked American punk a lot, which was very like right on the time, you know what I mean? Yeah. He was in high school, so he like introduced me to like NoFX and like I'm trying to think, there was like two or three bands that were like, he was just like, take these tapes, you know, or like CDs, not tapes. We didn't have tapes. Nobody had tapes. But he would say like, you know, you need to listen to this. And I'd say, okay. Cause he's older than me. He's like three years older than me. So, cause he was like a senior or whatever. And I was a freshman, but, anyways, yeah, there was, I'm trying to think of what, I think he gave me like, No Punk and Drublick, by NoFX, and a Lagwagon album, I think, and and then he gave me I think he gave me an Offspring album. I think he gave me Smash, but it was, I'd already listened to it. You know what I mean? Most of the songs were on the radio. So like, you know, that was like my introduction to like real punk was from him, you know, not just you know, the Offspring, which, you know, is very mainstream at that point, you know. So but honestly, dude, I cranked it. I listened to it twice, and I don't usually do that, and I was like, this is good, this is fun.
Yeah,
I was like,
I've listened through it a few times now.
Yeah, I wish that like Blink-182 could do that, you know what I'm saying? Like, instead of making the music they're making now, which is fine, I understand they have different members, but like, I don't really enjoy it. It's not fun, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I would love if they came out with like another like Enema of the State, you know, like just like that sound, you know, or whatever. But
yep,
they won't obviously. But
I will criticize though, I don't really like the piano version of Gone Away.
No, but I was fine with it. That one to me is like, it would have been a hidden,
that song was perfect the way it was.
It totally was. Yep, totally. But I do think that was like, that's like a throw, like that's like a gimme, like that would have been like a hidden track on a CD. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that would have been at the very end of an album, and it would have played, and you were like, oh, there's extras. Okay, you know what I mean? Like it didn't. It's fine. It's whatever. I didn't need it, but you know, whatever. Maybe somebody's girlfriend will like it. You know, who knows? Okay. Who's now a wife? Obviously, they've been married 25 years. So, yeah. But you know, she's now into it. So. But yeah, but speaking of the Blink-182 thing, I just saw, I've been watching, Alternative Press has been like posting this guy who's been making like covers of songs that are like, you know, it was, oh crap, now I can't think of the song. They did
Semi-Charmed Kind of Life.
Right, right. So, yeah, that wasn't the first one I was thinking of. That was my that was the ace in the hole that I was going to tell you about. Anyways, but yeah, semi-charmed kind of life, Third Eye Blind, and then they did Don't Stop Believing, and it's just one guy doing it, but they're super fun, and they sound more Blink-182 than Blink-182 sounds now.
Yeah,
they're awesome. Oh, they do Bare Naked Ladies, whatever that. Their big hit song, their first one, you know.
Yeah, 1 week.
Yeah, 1 week. That's it. So, yeah, they're super. That's super fun. So listen to those. Just go on Alternative Press. They're right on there. They're awesome. I've really enjoyed that. I've been like, man, I wish Blink-182 sounded like this now. Like, I don't care if they became a cover band. I think it'd be fun. Yeah. Like, man, Travis would tear up those drums. It'd be fun.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, better than playing with Machine Gun Kelly like he is.
Yeah. And Tom DeLonge doing an impersonation of himself is pretty good, too. I've seen clips of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, there was a video going around on TikTok. It was him, like, overemphasizing the voices in my head.
Then, oh, like, okay, him, okay, him, okay. Like, yeah,
cheekily
yeah.
doing that, you know?
Okay, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
But I still like him. I like that he's a crazy person. I think that adds to the fun. I think that makes life kind of fun.
He's pretty avid into going and seeing our local baseball team here, the Padres.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like he's a fan. He goes to games constantly. And,
well, they're good now, so it's a good time to go.
Yeah, he posts. He'll post videos when his songs come on over like the loudspeakers in the stadiums. And he'll like post videos of like.
Is that on Instagram?
Instagram, yeah.
Oh, I'll have to follow him. I don't have TikTok. The only way I see TikTok is if you send me a TikTok and then I scroll through TikTok. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I just scroll through like what you sent me and then I find one and I send it back to you.
Yeah.
The format is you're a very young person. I am not a young person anymore. I've decided.
Dude, I'm edging closer and closer to 40 every day.
Well, good thing. You're getting, I don't know, older, I guess. Yeah. At least you're not dead.
Where's your positive spin on that one?
I don't have one. It sucks getting old, man. I woke up today and I said, just kill me. I don't want to get up. I'd rather be dead. Kidding. You still got your health. And, you know, you just made a moat in your backyard. So that's fun.
Yep. Disassuade invading hordes.
Yes. What? I don't know, but
I don't know.
Ants?
Yeah.
Man, so. Maybe. So you had other topics. I was excited to hear what your other topics were, so.
Okay. Well, let me pull up my notes because I want to make sure I get the name of this thing correct. So been working late nights, right? And yep. One of the things I like.
Those are called migraines if you've never had one. You're trying to think of the name, it's called a migraine.
One of the things that I like doing when I work these late night shifts, because it reminds me of my childhood, even though the host is different now, I like listening to Coast AM, which it's you know, it's conspiracy, it's off the wall, weird stuff.
Yeah.
It's like paranormal. It's all kinds of, it's silly, it's fun.
Yeah,
it used to be with Art Bell when I was a kid.
Yeah,
and now it's with George Norrie, and he's—I don't know how I feel about him. Like I think it's a character that he plays because it's really—it has to be a character that he plays. Like
he's pretty insane, though.
He is insane, but he's like just the way he talks and his delivery. It sounds too on the money. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, so I've been listening.
Two on the nose.
Yeah, on the nose. I've been listening to that, which is fun. But I heard an ad during Coast to Coast for something that I have never heard an ad for before. And I just had to bring it up because there may be somebody in our listenership that this ad is for also. Because if they're putting it on the radio, somebody needs to hear it.
Okay.
And it's called paranormaldate.com.
Whoa. That sounds fun.
The way this ad started is like the stereotypical, you know, cheerleader girl voice. And she goes, "Whoa, you were abducted by aliens? That must have been crazy." And then, no joke, a dude's voice goes, "Yeah, it was intense. Let me tell you about it." And then they're paranormaldate.com. Oh my goodness, this is
wow. that's awesome.
It was like
I love that a .com costs like $14 or like $30 or whatever a month, so like you can have like paranormaldate.com. like, you know, obviously there's expense with like building the site, but mm-hmm. like once you build the site, like whatever, and if they're making money with it, you know, they don't have to make that much. You know what I mean? A month to pay for it, you know?
Yeah.
So you can just make whatever, you know?
It was so, so niche. And so, like, the ad was so stereotypical. I thought it was like an SNL parody.
Yeah, you just thought it was, absolutely. Just a joke. You're waiting for like Henry Zebrowski to jump on and be like, "I'm just kidding. Listen to the last podcast on the left."
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, totally. But that's, have you ever seen like captainsofthesea.com? I think it's called captainsofthesea.com. It's like you get to like date a sea captain. And I'm going to tell you right now, the the commercial for it, if you have the time, look, it's probably on YouTube, is one of the creepiest things I've ever seen. Because it's just like, it's a sea captain and what you imagine a sea captain would look like. And
I imagine the sea captain from The Simpsons.
Yeah. Yeah, that's you're very close. Just add 25 pounds. You know what I mean? Like, and you're right there. So like, you know, it is you're getting what you're getting. And but like the girl who he's dating, like 22 or something, you know, and it's just so like, it's just so like, it feels so wrong, you know. And like, I think she either alludes to saying like her papa or she says like daddy or something, but it's so like, you're like, ooh, it's very cringy. Very cringy. It's awesome. So if you have a few minutes, get on YouTube and watch that. You'll feel instantly better about yourself. Like if you're having a hard day and you're like, man, I hate my life, just go on that and watch that. You'll be like, I'm doing great. I'm doing just fine.
Yeah, I thought about checking out the paranormaldate.com, but then, you know how it goes.
Then you have to explain.
Yeah, you search that and then all of a sudden you're getting dating ads constantly.
Well, and also like then your wife's like, why were you on this? You're like, the ghost told me to. My experience. I thought it was just friends. I didn't know it was dating. I thought it was the date of that happened.
Yeah.
Hilarious, dude.
I thought it was funny.
That is very funny. And it is also scary at the same time, but not scary like the ghost stuff or whatever isn't scary. It's just the fact that like the way they portray the ad is exactly like somebody went, that's me. You know what I mean? Like, it's like crazy. So, all right. Well, good luck.
Yeah. I got two more, so I will rapid fire these at you. The next one is a little.
Are they two more commercials?
No, not commercials. Just two more things. Oh, I was excited.
Can we just be a commercial podcast? That'd be fun.
That, you know, we could do a commercial sode.
A commercial sode. And you know what? Like, we'll do it like during the Super Bowl, because you hate the Super Bowl, but I'm sure you'd like the commercials.
You know, I don't know. Maybe.
They weren't good this year anyways. They weren't good. Commercials on the Super Bowl have become so like, they're not comedy anymore. It's just like, they're so purposeful and it's not fun.
They're so intentional.
I mean, they're you know, whether if it's like, you know, and I'm not supporting or denying, you know, like I'm saying, like if it's for Black Lives Matter or for like an inspiring Nike, or if it's like, you know, talking about what the NFL has changed people's lives, like, you know, sure, like whatever, but like it's Super Bowl commercials are supposed to be fun. Like, where's the Dorito head with the baby's head exploding? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, that's my first idea. It's probably not great, but you know.
Just off the top of my head,
I mean,
babies exploding, you know.
Listen, you can't tell me that you haven't been in, not you, but somebody has been in like an ad pitch and they're like, what if they have the Doritos and then like the baby's head explodes? And they're like, no. But put a pin in it.
Maybe next
time. So, yeah, it's fine. It's fine, man. It's fine.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so next thing.
Okay, so last year at Winter NAMM in January of 2020, we got to meet and hang out with Alan from El Diablo Amps. I'm sure you remember. We did some cool stuff with him. He sent us
pedals. We talked for a very long time about pedals. It's honestly the most I've talked about pedals, I think, in my entire life. It was super fun.
Yeah. And we got to try out all kinds of cool things from his shop. Yep. I don't know if you've seen on the social medias, but there's a development going in right in front of his shop, like blocking access and stuff. I'm not saying that he should do this, but it definitely reminds me of Killdozer. If you know the story of the Killdozer. And so I know that he has, he's posted on social media and stuff, and some other people that, you know, support his shop and his work have said, like, if you've ever thought about buying a pedal from him, now's the time to do it, because his shop is hurting and things are weird. And I don't know if he's actually battling with the city or the developer or anything like that, because I don't know what the real impact is, but he has said that it kind of sucks what's going on there. So
yeah,
check it out. See if there's a way that you can support that. I mean, he also is in Minneapolis, where things are rough right now anyway. So,
right. Well, definitely, if you ever wanted to buy from a cooler dude, like, you won't find one for sure. So definitely, like just go and look, because he does it. He's not just like, and there's nothing wrong with these pedal companies, I'm gonna just say, but he's not trying to just put like MXR and, you know, JHS and, you know, I don't know, name another big one, Earthquaker. Like, he's not trying to just put those in his like case. Like, he has like rare, like I would say rare stuff, in the fact of like, you know, you don't see this every day unless you bought it from the builder. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's very intentional about the pedals that he picks for his store. So
yeah, it's really cool. And like, we got to try some really cool stuff that like we would only get to try at NAMM. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or even some of them, even not even there. You know? So yeah, Neverland is where we would get to play them. No, that's not it either. Yeah. I don't know. Somewhere.
But I thought that it would be good to give a shout out to his shop again, because, you know, it was cool working with him last year, and I want nothing but good things for that shop there.
Yeah.
And not only pedals, too. He's got all kinds of stuff, including, I believe he still has at least one Whale Hazard already built in stock, and a bunch of amps and stuff. So, T-shirts.
Yeah, I'm going to go buy a shirt. Maybe I'll do that now. Also, I'd like to update, I know he doesn't listen, but your friend and mine, Ryan, if he doesn't send me my Comug, I'm going to lose my mind.
It's just one of those sites that prints by demand, right?
I don't know, because it went to, the money went to him.
You may be SOL, my friend.
Dude, I'll text him right now. This is not going to happen. I'm not going to get screwed on a Comug. Like, there's plenty of ways to screw me over. Like, don't get me on a Comug. Hilarious.
Yeah. I'll text him, too, after we're done. Say, what the heck, Paul, bro?
You're like, Paul was bad-mouthing on the podcast? It was crazy. Something about a mug and sadness? I don't know.
Mug and sadness. Weird.
Hilarious. So, but yeah, man.
What's new with you? What's going on with you, man? I've been I had all these thoughts that come up in the middle of the night, and some of them good, some of them not. So, maybe you're a little more with it than me.
No, I'm not. I did finish the kitchen. Well, not finish the kitchen, but the kitchen is laid out in my bus, and it's bigger than the kitchen I had in my first apartment. That is ridiculous. I have an apron front, like a metal apron, stainless steel, I don't know, whatever, apron front, like farmhouse sink. It's freaking like 32 inches or something wide. It's ridiculous.
I think that's bigger than the one I have in my house.
I would guarantee it's bigger than a lot of people have in their house. It's ridiculous. It's easily the most ridiculous purchase I've ever made for a bus. Easily. So, but yeah, and then I have
ready,
like,
by summer NAMM or what?
Yeah, because I'm taking it. We're gonna take it camping in June. That's why I'm working hard on it, because we have to have it done by June. Okay. So, it may not be show ready, but it'll be like livable, you know, in a sense, you know. So we did nix the bathroom. Okay. After a long conversation to like make our kitchen bigger, because we were like, well, if we're just doing it for the kids to be able to go like potty, then like just get a potty seat and just put it out when they have to go. You know what I mean? Like who cares? So I was like, yep, you're right. So they have to go in the middle of the night or when we're driving, like whatever, it's fine.
Homer bucket with a hole cut in the lid.
Well, that was what we were going to do. Was going to be just like a Home Depot bucket with a toilet seat, but like, you know, boxed in so it looked nice. But then my mom bought like a camp, like potty or whatever. I was like, okay, you know, like, all right, fine. But then we got talking and we're like, yeah, you know what? They don't really need this. You know what I mean? Like we'll be fine. So we were just, you know, it's part of it is figuring out your plan. Like, you know, we made a plan, now we've changed our plan. So it's like, ugh. So we're just trying to figure it out. But yeah, dude, just work it, man. That's all I'm doing. Just work, 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 work.
That's all you can do.
That's it. That's all I do do.
You said do do.
I sure did. I just said it for you. So, but yeah. Other than that, nothing. My son came last week to church for like Sunday practice before church, and he played the cajon and just smashed it. Like, it was awesome. I was so proud of him because he, like, every song, like, he didn't want to do it. Like, he was like, he was super excited, and then he, like, didn't want to play songs. It got, and I was like, no, it's okay. Like, he wasn't the only one. The drummer was there, you know, so it's not like it wasn't going to be, you know, it's not like it wasn't. Wasn't it was just him, and he was going to, right. I'm like, he's four. I don't want to give him any, it's fine. But he basically, he nailed it. It was awesome. He did so good. So he's going to start coming with me to, like, I don't normally go, like, to the Wednesday practice because I don't need to because I'm so great. Yeah. No, it's just I can usually, all the songs I know them, you know, or, like, whatever. Like, I can fit in enough, you know. Yeah. I can fake it enough. Or I'll just turn my volume pedal off. Like, it's that easy. But he's going to start coming to practice with me and – I guess there's two other kids that are teenagers. I think one's 12, but he plays the drums. And then there's a girl who sings and I think plays guitar. So they're trying to, like, fit some people in. And I was like, oh, that'll be fun. You know what I mean? Like, that'll be cool. Like, yeah, so. But, like, there's not a lot of churches that have, like, a four-year-old on drums. So it's like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, this is fun. So I'm excited. I'm excited for him. I'm glad he did well. The guy who's the drummer was like, he's like, it's crazy how quick he can find the beat and just do it. I'm like, he's never played the cajon before. Like, he's like, really? I was like, besides just sitting on it at church after church for 5 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
No. And he's like, wow. And he's like, that's insane. I was like, yeah, he's awesome. I kind of like him.
You should keep him.
I should do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You should do that.
Not forever though. Like, maybe I'll do it for another, like, 15 years.
Yeah, that'll be plenty.
It's, and then you kind of, like, you just come back and visit. Yeah.
Occasionally. Not frequently. Occasionally.
Yeah, don't live in my basement. That's not what I'm saying.
But it's so nice.
It's okay. It is nice. It is nice. The kids trash it all the time and pisses me off.
Yeah.
I'm like, the other day I came in here and it was like, the girls were like, Dad, we got to show you what we've been playing. I was like, okay. And so they're like, yeah, we've been playing, like, cooking. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So they have, like, these pots and pans out from the kitchen. I'm like, okay. Like, already now my stress is now at, like, 2. You know, like, I'm now like, okay, you're now making a mess.
Yeah.
I have to move these pots and pans and all these cups that you've taken out. Okay, fine. All right, fine. Then it's like, then she takes and pours, like, all the kicks, like, into, like, the pan. And I'm like, yeah, but now you're just wasting kicks.
Yeah,
she's like, no, Dad.
Food.
She's like, no, Dad, they're not good. They're stale. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, give me one. And I try it, and of course it's stale. So she's right. I'm like, darn it, strike two. So then she, like, I watched them and they were like, they pretended to cook them. And then they put them in a smaller pot and then they mashed them up small. And then they sifted them through, like, a strainer. You know, or through a sifter, really. And then like, took the bigger chunks and put those back and crunched them. And then it was the finest powder you've ever seen. Like, it was like sugar, jeez, but just like kicks, right? And then she just takes a spoonful and eats it. And I was like, what? What? I was like, what is going on? Like, I don't. And she's like, she goes, delicious. And I was like, what? Dad,
the kids at the playground will pay 75 cents for a bag of this stuff.
Yeah, they don't think it's it's hilarious.
The trick is we scrape drywall dust off the wall to cut it and make it go farther.
Yeah, make it go farther. Like, what's going on? it was ridiculous, dude. It was like the craziest thing ever. I was like, what is going on right now? I don't get it.
Your kids are adventurous.
My kids are nuts, apparently.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm into it. So, that's it. That's what's going on in my life.
Right on.
Living the dream. Yeah. Doing things.
living the dream, doing things, building a school bus.
I am doing that.
Yep. All right.
That is fun. I mean, I like it. It's going to be fun when we get to camp in it. I'm going to have a good time. It's fine.
Yeah. I look forward to seeing it when you take it on the road and we run into each other in the South.
Well, I don't think I'm going to take it out there.
Oh, no?
No, because it's just me. Yeah, it's just me. So.
Oh, I thought you were going to carpool with some fellas.
Well, it's still up in the air, but I don't know. It's still up in the air.
Oh.
So.
It, for some reason, up in the air reminded me, my mom's up your way right now.
Really?
Yeah, she's what up, part? By the Finger Lakes, she said.
Yeah? Yeah, what town? Do you know what town?
I don't know. She listed off a whole bunch of them.
Tell me one of them.
Well, I don't remember any of them. I know she was in Rochester yesterday.
Yeah, like they were all Native American sounding.
You guys have a lot of tunes and skits.
Dude. Yeah, there's a lot of those. A lot.
Maybe she said Saskatoon. Is that one?
It sounds like one.
No, she listed off a whole bunch of towns that she's going to, and she's like, it's kind of like called the Finger Lakes area. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I heard of that on The Office. I know.
Yep.
Yeah. That's where Jim Carrey left his family when he was on The Office.
Oh, right, yeah. Right, yes.
Yep. But she was in Rochester, and I told her, you need to go get a garbage plate.
And yes.
She said, what is that? And I said, it's food. And I started to describe it. And she's like, nope, I heard about that. I'm not getting it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, that is, I can see that being one of mom's not going to buy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see your mom having instant regret.
She's like an ultra runner and stuff. It wouldn't even phase her.
Yeah, right. Then you get to a certain age and like you just eat one of those and you're just like, I'm gonna go sit in the bathroom for 4 days. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah. We went to one of those hibachi grill type places, took the whole all the kids and my wife for anniversary lunch. Since I had to, I was off during the day.
Yeah.
And I did not think or pay enough attention to everything they put on that grill. They put like a stick of butter with it when they put it on the grill.
Yeah, they sure do. How are you feeling? Pretty good?
No, not good, man. Not good after that.
No.
Tasted real good.
Yeah, probably tasted awesome.
And there's some leftovers in the fridge I might go tackle after this. So.
Yeah, and then regret again.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's fun.
What's life if you don't have a few moments you regret, right?
I don't think that's the same at all.
I'm starting it. You know, people are always like, no regrets, no regrets. You know
what? What's life?
You weren't trying hard enough if you don't have at least a few regrets.
Ooh, I like that. Now that's a saying.
That's a t-shirt right there.
That's a t-shirt right there. You're not trying hard enough if you don't have a few regrets in life. Yeah. I like it.
Let's put that.
It's also the new podcast slogan.
In our store, yeah.
Yeah, I think just in general, like your weekly bipartisan podcast, whatever you're saying now, and then just add in whatever, whatever your new slogan is. I like it. I think it's gonna work.
Right, I better write it down, or else I'm gonna forget that crap.
I've already forgotten it. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, your weekly. If you don't have any regrets, then you ain't trying hard enough.
Podcast.
Yeah.
I honestly think it's fantastic.
If you ain't regretting listening to this right now, then you ain't the patronizer. No, I don't.
if you ain't regretting listening to this right now, then you're probably listening to something else.
Yeah.
So good. All right. Well, I think we beat this dead horse. Yeah. So I'm not saying it's our last episode. That's not what I'm saying. All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys, and our patronizers. We really appreciate if even $1 like Co or, you know, $300 like some of the ballers that send us money, you know, like we appreciate every dollar. So it does keep this show going even when we're honestly doing a bad job at it. So, well, thanks for listening, guys.
That's right. And remember, if you ain't having a few regrets in your life, you aren't trying hard enough. Catch you on the flip side.
You're not trying hard enough. That's good.